What is up, everybody? This is Kyle Horn with HGTR Redskins Talk. I'm coming back with the position discussion from Outer Banks, North Carolina. Yes, I'm on vacation, but not taking a vacation from the pod. Today we're going to be discussing the outside linebackers. Don't forget to go ahead and check out Anchor at Redskins Coverage and NFL Redskins News on Instagram for all your Redskins updates and Redskins cool little series. Good Instagram follow, recommend. Don't forget to follow at HGTGR Redskins Pod for when updates about pods are up and pods are going to be up. That's my Instagram account for the podcast. And also, don't forget to go check out the other position battle discussions. We're continuing on with that today, like I said. Go ahead and check out the safety position, the cornerback, and the inside linebackers. Those are some good listens. Also, the draft. I know the audio quality isn't too good on that episode, but if you turn the volume up, you can definitely get the gist of the episode and get some good information out of that. But with that being said, let's head on into the outside linebackers. This is an interesting position. I'm gonna see a good I think we see a good position battle. Outside, or who's gonna play behind Kerrigan? We know Montez and Ryan Anderson will probably be the two on the other side, and I only see four players making the roster from outside linebacker. So there will be a position battle with who gets the second spot behind Ryan Kerrigan. I will tell you who I personally think that will be as we go on through here, but we're going to start off with Ryan Kerrigan. He has 84 career sacks. He's been our only Pro Bowl. He's been the only guy that's ever played in the Pro Bowl for the Redskins recently. You know, he's just kind of the guy you think, oh, he's going to start declining. I thought that at the start of last year, and he had first three games, didn't really do much, and then he broke out for another 13 sack season, and continues to climb up the Redskins all-time sack leaderboard. And I think we will see continued sack production out of him, especially bringing Montez Sweat in might help him as well. But I think they'll help each other out. Get sacks. Like Kerrigan's gonna create a distraction for Montez, and Montez can just create a distraction for Kerrigan. I think they'll end up with high sack totals this year. He is definitely getting up there. He's 30 years old. I see another one or two quality more years out of him before we have to go probably draft another edge guy, or maybe the Redskins see we don't really have to draft a guy. We can bring in Ryan Anderson as the guy to go beside him. He did have a solid season last year. I'll talk about him a lot in a minute. Excuse me. They might be saying, like, hey, maybe we can move Ryan Anderson to the other side and start rotating him in for Kerrigan and continue to get him adjusted to that position on the left side and get him a starting position with Montez. I think that's a possibility, but I'd rather see them go ahead and draft his successor here in the next year or two. But that's nothing much more to be about to be said. He's probably one of our best players on defense. Him and Landon Collins and Deron Payne, Jonathan Allen, they're all in the conversation. Matt Ioannidis for the best player on defense. I think Kerrigan and Landon Collins will be the top two. And I think just because of what we've seen Kerrigan do with the Redskins, I'll give him the notch of being the best player on our defense. And I'd see him another good production year, and then I think he'll start to decline, and then we'll start wondering what his successor is going to be. The next guy, Montez Sweat, I believe will be the next starter. He's only 22 years old. Got him with the first pick. Our first round, pick 26 in the 2019 NFL draft. He had 53 tackles and 12 sacks last year with Mississippi State. He's an athletic freak for the outside linebacker position. He ran a 4.41 40. That's a really good time for an outside linebacker, and he's long. I see a high number of sacks for him here in the NFL, and the heart condition doesn't really bother me. He had the thing where he said that it was a heart condition, where it knocked him off some team's draft boards. But then it came out on draft day where it wasn't really too big of a deal if there even was a heart condition. We're unsure of that. But he checked out with the Redskins medical staff and all that, so I'm assuming he'll be all right and good to go. We kind of saw the same thing last year with Maurice Hurst. He was falling. He was projected first round and fell into falling the fifth or sixth round, I don't remember which, to the Raiders, and then he ended up having a pretty good season for the Raiders. Yeah, and then probably playing behind him will be his backup. I see a good amount of rotating. He had a good season last year, Ryan Anderson. He had 18 tackles, 2 sacks, and that I think the play of his season was the punch out against Tampa. It was a little dump off the running back, and he came from behind and punched the ball all the way from about the 20 to the end zone, and the Redskins ended up recovering. Haha, Clinton Dix ended up getting on that ball, and we ended up recovering that. That's one of the favorite plays from him, in my opinion. And yeah, I think he'll just be a rotate guy with Sweat. We'll see him another possibly 3-4 sacks this season, about 30 to 20 tackles, I'd say, and maybe a pass deflection here or there if he's lucky. But there's also been discussions about him moving into the defensive line. I'm not for that, but I also see it as a possibility. And then here's the open spot behind Kerrigan. It's going to be down between Jordan Brailford, Marcus Flowers, and Casanova McKenzie. I think Jordan Brailford takes this position and plays behind Kerrigan. It's not common to get that good of a talent. I mean, he's impressed in rookie minicamp. He led the Big 12 in sacks with 10 sacks last year. You don't get that big. It's rare to get that type of talent in the 7th round. He needs to bulk up a little bit, probably get some more muscle on him. He's only 23 years old. I think he'll take that spot behind Kerrigan. Although Marcus Flowers did end up coming in and doing a couple things. He didn't really show on the stats, but I do remember him getting a couple pressures, forcing a couple passes to be bobbled or misthrown. Forced a couple of incompletions by saying that. Had 30 tackles and 3.5 sacks in 1 year with the Patriots. So that's a little bit of a sign that he is capable of playing at the NFL and getting a couple sacks. But I don't see him making the roster here. But if he were to make the roster, I would not be against it. I'd just rather see Jordan Brailford, a little younger. Marcus Flowers, 27. I'd rather see a little younger talent come in and play that position. Casanova McKenzie is also another guy that's in there. There's an undrafted guy as well. Casanova McKenzie, he played a couple games, did the same things. Marcus Flowers didn't really have too many stats, jumped off the table. But he also forced some rushes of the quarterbacks and stuff like that. When he came in for injuries and stuff, and I'd see him definitely staying on the squad through preseason, but I don't see him any more than a practice squad guy, and I think he'll go elsewhere once he gets signed to the practice squad. Same with Marcus Flowers. They could possibly bring Marcus Flowers and run 5 outside linebackers. I just don't see that happening. I have 4 on my 53-man roster so far. So we'll see what they do, Jim First Cuts, and maybe we can get an idea from there. Maybe one of these guys are gone. We'll see. All up the preseason. I think if I would rather have Casanova McKenzie or Marcus Flowers, I'm taking Flowers because of the numbers he had with the Patriots. And he just was hurt. He was hurt some last year, so he didn't really get to have a full season. Plus, he's playing behind Kerrigan, Preston Smith. But it is what it is. And I think Montez Sweat, going back to Montez Sweat, is an improvement for Preston Smith. A lot of people are saying you're losing Preston Smith. Yeah, he was solid, but I don't think he was worth the money he got at Green Bay. And I think it's a smart move because of the cap decision we had. It was a smart move to stay away from him. And I'd much rather have Montez Sweat, and I'm glad we got him. So that's about it for the outside linebackers. Next, we're going to do the defensive line. I don't know if it'll be right up. I know I'm doing this podcast right after cornerback, so I'll have 2 knocked out in 2 days. I don't know if I will do that for defensive line. Something I'm also excited about, I'm going to start a new series, the game reviews, and then the 53-man roster coming out, pre-preseason predictions coming out for the 53-man roster. That'll definitely be after June 1st. But I am also excited about, I'm going to give thanks to at HTTR Nation on Instagram, also a good follow, where he does a series on, he takes each opposing, alright, so let's say opposing wide receivers, he names each opposing wide receiver, like the top two or top, the best receiver, and he goes through and talks about them or lists them. I'm thinking about using that, and I'll talk about them a little bit, and how that will affect their defense, how it will affect the offense, stuff like that, and I'll go through and do that, and hopefully that will lead us all up into at least end of training camp. I'll also give you updates throughout training camp. And then hopefully that'll lead us into the preseason. So, with that being said, I think that's about it. Don't forget to go follow at HGTR Redskins Pod, at Redskins Coverage, and at NFL Redskins News. Also give HGTR, I think it's HGTR Nation. I don't know what I said the first time. But HGTR Nation, go ahead and give him a follow if you want to see that series I was talking about. Good series. I like it. I really like it. And, don't forget to go check out Anchor. Check out the pod on Anchor. We're up on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, all that type of stuff. Go ahead and give that a check out. With that being said, I'm checking out. Thanks for listening.